With Rose Scott, I'm Dennis O'Hare. Bluebell Creameries recently announced a recall of 100% of its products around the country because of possible listeria contamination. Three deaths in Kansas have definitely been traced to Bluebell ice cream. Seven more people have been hospitalized. The company reports that listeria bacteria were found in an expanded investigation of their factories. Now, two earlier listeria outbreaks involving caramel apples and bean sprouts occurred in the last 6 months. So what is going on with what appears to be more instances of listeria contamination? Dr. Ford Vox joins us to provide a little more about listeria, what it is, and what it can do. Dr. Vox, thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
I think a lot of us have heard of listeria, but weren't really familiar with it. And now there seem to be just a couple of major questions that suddenly everybody wants to know. Number one, what is listeria? And number two, is my ice cream or other products safe? And how
sure.
do you know?
Well, listeria is part of a particular genus of bacteria, of which Listeria monocytogenes is the one that tends to affect humans the most. It causes a disease called listeriosis. Now, this disease is something that many of us may have been exposed to in terms of ingesting this bacteria, and about 5% of people do have listeria in their gut, not causing illness. The disease tends to strike people who may be immunocompromised, elderly, as in, and that's a kind of a proxy for being immunocompromised, perhaps. And unfortunately, it does strike pregnant women and has a predilection for going through the placenta.
So we're hearing about all of these new or all of these outbreaks all of a sudden, or at least traces of it found in testing. So is there any reason why this appears to be happening with more frequency all of a sudden?
Well, the particular numbers that we've seen so far in 2015 aren't anything that out of the ordinary, and we are seeing some of the routine testing that we expect going on. Now, there have been three deaths linked to the particular Bluebell outbreak, but that is over the course of an expanse of time. There have been essentially five cases that have been identified in a particular hospital there in Kansas. And that was really done through some epidemiological footwork through a system called PulseNet that the CDC houses and maintains, is used by a number of public health agencies across the nation. That's an interesting story in of itself, how that came about.
Dr. Vox, I'm curious, is there any particular type of environment or climate that makes it, I guess, more prone for listeria to develop here?
That's right. Well, one of the major things that that we do for food safety is refrigeration and freezing. Unfortunately for listeria, it's a well-designed pathogen to escape those processes. It doesn't die when frozen, and actually, when refrigerated, it's still able to grow, which makes it different from other bacteria. Makes it a very big problem in food processing facilities. Listeria can form a difficult to eradicate biofilm, even in a crevice somewhere in the facility, and manage to keep contaminating food.
And is that why we see with frozen foods and ice cream that we may see more outbreaks of this?
That's right. Unfortunately, this particular bacteria, given that it's tough in that way, is able to survive, in the frozen ice cream as well. Potentially, even it's growing, in the facility itself and escaping some of the normal systems that we use in terms of trying to decontaminate these food processing facilities.
So someone thinking, or I'm thinking then, you're saying that it's almost impossible to prevent it?
Well, fortunately, we do have testing schemes that are available. To a certain extent, it is impossible, given that it is a rather ubiquitous bacteria in the soil and really throughout the environment. And like I mentioned, at least 5% of the human population have it in them and are spreading it around. And it's something that's going to come in many of the ingredients into any particular food processing facility, whether through contamination of animal feces on plant matter and so forth, or in eggs. And it can contaminate quite a variety of different types of animal and vegetable and fruit products. Unfortunately, we can, however, kind of fight it back really by spending more money. And this is where kind of regulation is required to a certain extent. And that's the response that, besides Bluebell, Jenny's Splendid ice cream has initiated a recall recently after discovering this same pathogen. Their response is going to be to test every single batch before it goes out. And I think that's really the most thorough thing that you can do.
And is there anything they can do, not just those firms, but any firm that deals with frozen food, is there anything they can do in the processing of it to keep it from contaminating the food supply or to get rid of it?
Well, this is part of what the FDA is very much involved in nowadays through the Food Safety Modernization Act that was passed in 2011. Has not, unfortunately, been fully funded by Congress yet, but it's meant to go into full effect this summer, actually. The Food Safety Modernization Act is turning the FDA kind of more from a reactive agency responding to outbreaks to trying to prevent it. A whole lot of new rules are going to be implemented in terms of the production of food from the field all the way out to the table, and I think that this is going to help. Unlike, say, the agriculture department that has folks stationed in every food processing facility for poultry and beef and eggs, that's not the case for the FDA, which doesn't have that type of manpower. So there, you know, in individual cases, when these outbreaks occur, we're typically able to find the source. And it's really just a matter of being more thorough.
Mm-hmm. So if the recall, let's say Bluebell having recalled all of its products and probably gone through all of its plants, they're trying to do the best they can.
That's right.
Is that going to be enough to assure people that, whether it's Bluebell or any other kind of ice cream, that, okay, we're going to be safe eating this?
That's right. Well, you know, I do think that I think it's likely that Bluebell is going to respond the same way that Jenny's has and ultimately is going to be testing everything that goes out. That's certainly more expensive to do, but I think at this point, you know, kind of for their PR and their company's survival, that's what it's going to take. I mean, this is really newsworthy. This is the first time that, you know, entire product lines have been taken off in the ice cream market in particular, and now a couple of companies are doing this. Jenny's, you know, hasn't had any infections, hasn't had any deaths, and they're doing it. And I think we're going to see more of this. People are aware that these new rules are coming down with the Food Safety Modernization Act and that the FDA is going to be more strict and they're getting ready. So, you know, but beyond, I think we'll be able to feel a little bit better, perhaps about our ice cream in particular. You know, listeriosis, you know, this is something that has a predilection for a lot of vegetables as well, sprouts in particular. It's really important that people who are in those particular populations, you know, you're pregnant, a little bit older, you know, are on some type of medication that's depressing your immune system. It's important that you wash your fruits and vegetables, you know, keep your food separated.
Well, then that's a good segue into symptoms here. I mean, we don't want to scare anybody,
sure.
But what symptoms should people sort of be on the lookout here?
That's right. Well, you know, I think it's possible, you know, you or I might have had a mild listeria infection in the past and attributed it to, you know, a bug, you know, perhaps the flu or something like that. I think that it's something that we might not be aware of how often we are affected by it. And part of that is because it typically is going to build up symptoms, you know, a matter of several days, sometimes several weeks later. And in terms of the people who are most affected by it and when it becomes a deadly situation, if it transitions to that, well, then it's kind of made its way past your gut, kind of tends to take up housing in the liver. The really difficult thing that we're finding medically with this particular bacteria is that it lives inside the cell. Therefore, it's evading a lot of our bacteria, and it's able to spread from one cell to another from the inside.
It's antibiotic resistant?
There are many antibiotics that any particular listeria bacterium is able to respond to. Unfortunately, to get those antibiotics to the adequate level, that is very difficult. And even under the best medical care here in the United States, people who go on to develop the severe listeriosis, as in affecting the bloodstream, potentially even affecting the brain, in those cases, with those people who are hospitalized, about 16% die. It's about 20 to 30% death rate around the world. We were able to get it to about 16%. That's a very high death rate. So what we're seeing is the initial symptoms would be that type of gastroenteritis, as in diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, and so forth, and a little bit of fever. But then you might not necessarily go to the hospital for something like that. About 1,600 people a year, though, do end up in the hospital because it progresses to the point that now their cardiovascular system is starting to collapse or starting to become septic. And that's when things are really getting out of hand and we see those high death rates.
So how do you know if your ice cream is safe or whatever frozen food you're consuming, or do you? Is there any way to check or look or tell?
Not for the individual consumer. In terms of those fresh products that we're purchasing, obviously thorough washing of them, but it's hard to wash your ice cream, sadly. So we are a little bit dependent on, you know, our food safety system for that. And that's what we've really got to recognize and step up.
Dr. Ford Vox, thank you so much for coming in and educating all of us about this. Thank you so much. We really appreciate
it. You bet.